Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, with the senior pastor, its elder, Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God.
John 15, and we will read the first 16 verses, and from there we will draw our text for this morning. Praise the Lord. John 15, from 1 to 16. And you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Spirit of the living God, this morning fall fresh on me. Anoint these lips of clay, O God, and open the hearts of your people so that only what you would have me to say, I would say, and they would receive it. Open the hearts of your people, both present physically and both locked on via the World Wide Web. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Let the church say, amen. I want you to look at somebody next to you, and I want you to do it for real and say, you are chosen. You are chosen. The Bible makes it clear that God did not choose us because of our good works or because we were somehow better than others. Praise the name of the Lord. The only reason scripture ever gives of Christ choosing us is because of God's love for us. We were all strangers. We could not measure up. We didn't deserve his love, his mercy, or his goodness. But the Bible tells us that while we were yet sinners, while we were strangers, far off, God brought us near through the blood of Christ. And in verse 16 of John 15, he tells us, you did not choose me, but I chose you. God handpicked you this morning. When I was growing up, there were some places and some persons I felt like I didn't belong or wrong or in. Even now I know that there are some places I don't belong, some people I don't belong or wrong. And perhaps you may feel the same way today, but none of that stops God. He still chooses you. Thoughts will come to you that you may have made too many mistakes. You are too small. You are not qualified. You don't come from a background of faith. But God says that is okay because you're exactly who I am looking for this morning. I choose people that don't look like it. I choose people that don't perform perfectly. People with flaws and weaknesses. And the worship leader led us in that song today that he's the redeemer of my past and present wrongs. And in my weakness, he is merciful. That doesn't qualify you this morning. In fact, it's the opposite. You are who God chooses. He told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:5, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I approved you. And I called you to speak to the nations. Before you were born, God did not only choose you, but he put a calling on your life. I want you to hear me this morning for the word of God. I said, before you were born, God did not only choose you, but he put a calling on your life. He put greatness in you. He is destined for you to leave a mark so that your fruit would remain. The enemy will work overtime to try to make you believe that you were left out. You don't matter. You're not smart enough. You don't fit in. You look different. But I want you not to believe these lies from the enemy this morning, because God specializes in choosing strangers. He chose a shepherd boy named David to become king of Israel. David didn't come from royalty. They were poor. His family had no influence. When he showed up at the palace, they would have thought to themselves, who is this stranger? He was not qualified. I tell you, God chose Moses to lead the Israelites out of slavery. Moses had made a mistake and took a man's life. Moses spent 40 years hiding in the desert. He had a problem with his speech. He stuttered. God could have found someone with less baggage, someone who was more eloquent, but he chose Moses. Jesus was traveling to Galilee and he told his disciples, I must go to Samaria. It wasn't the normal route. It was a long way off. He was waiting at a well when a woman came to get water, and he asked her for something to drink, and she said, sir, you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan. You know what you're doing. We don't get along. Why are you talking to me? And Jesus said, if you knew who I am, you would ask me to give you living water. Jesus began to tell her all about her life and how she had 5 men and she was living with 6. No doubt she was the talk of the town, but people looked down on her. People made fun of her. I tell you, this was a lady who had a bad name in the community, and she was so amazed that Jesus knew everything about her that she said, one day we know the Messiah will come. And Jesus said to her, I am the Messiah. The first person Jesus ever told that he was the Messiah was not the head rabbi, was not a chief priest, was not a mayor, prime minister, or governor general. It was this woman, a stranger, someone who had been written off in society. God never gives up on us. His calling on your life is irrevocable. That means he does not change his mind. Somebody hear me this morning. You may be divorced. You may be neglected. You may be the last of your mother's children. But I hear Holy Spirit saying this morning, you are chosen. You are chosen. You are chosen. You are chosen. When Jesus chose his disciples, he knew Judas was among them, but he was chosen. He didn't go to the synagogue to find the best candidates. He didn't look for the best credentials. He didn't run an ad on LinkedIn to get the most qualified. He chose Peter, who was a fisherman. He didn't have any kind of background of faith. He had never been to the temple. He was hot-tempered and he was a cuss bird. He chose Matthew, who was a tax collector. And much like our day today, Matthew was a tax collector and it was regarded that he was a crook, a thief, dishonest. What if Jesus would have hired a consulting firm to review his choices? They would have come back like, we've run a test on this man that you submitted, and I'm sorry, but none of them are qualified for these management positions. Peter was emotionally unstable. He used to have fits of rage. Thomas had a doubting spirit that undermined his morale. Matthew had integrity issues. He had backslide. He was blacklisted by Jerusalem. And here's what I'm saying to you this morning, that you are disqualifying yourself thinking that you have too many flaws. You don't fit in. You don't come from the right background. And you have made too many wrong choices. But I want to tell you this morning again, God has chosen you. You may be telling yourself, I'm the only young person. I'm the only male. I'm the only female. I'm the only Christian at work. I'm this and I am that. But God knew every mistake you would make before you have made it, and yet he chose you. He knew what you would struggle with. He knew the environment you'd be raised in, and still he chose you. Think about this. Jesus knew Peter would deny him before he chose him, but yet he knew Peter had some dysfunction. He knew Peter struggled with his temper, but yet he chose him. Jesus took all of these things into account, and he still chose him. And it is because God loves strangers, people that seem like they don't fit in, people that weren't raised in faith, people that have shortcomings, you wouldn't be hearing this morning if you were not chosen. Don't go your whole life thinking you don't measure up, you don't perform good enough, you are not talented enough, you don't fit in, when in fact you have been handpicked by the creator of the universe. God, who knew you before you knew yourself, God, who knew you before you were in your mother's womb, he said, I have chosen you and you have not chosen me, because if it was up to us, we would not choose him. But he had already handpicked us. Praise the name of the Lord. He calls you a masterpiece, one of a kind, fearfully and wonderfully made. People may disapprove of you. They may look down on you. They may tell you what you are not, and they will try to make you feel less than. Let that go in one ear and come out the next ear. My God, have mercy. Some people may think you're not fit to be a worship leader. Some may think you're not fit to be a drummer. Some people may even think I'm not fit to be a pastor. But I hear Paul exhorting Timothy under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, let no man despise thy youth, but set believers an example for them in your speech, in your conduct, in your love, in faith, and in purity. Beloved, this morning I come to tell you, you don't need their approval, because you already have God's approval. You are chosen. Every morning when you start your day, you better start saying, thank you, God, for choosing me. Thank you, God, for choosing me. Thank you, God, for handpicking me. By affirming this daily over your life, you are speaking life to your purpose. You are speaking life to your destiny. You are thanking God for looking beyond your faults and seeing your needs. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are not perfect, because the only perfect man was Jesus, and they crucified him. Hallelujah. When you know you are chosen, you can walk with your head up high, not in pride, but in confidence, knowing that Christ and you are the majority. It does not matter who thinks you are or who thinks you are not. Once I know that God has chosen me, that is what is important. I don't have to walk with my head down high, because last week they crucified him over 2,000 years ago. But on the third day he rose again, and he rose again because of me and because of you, because he has chosen us. Come on, somebody, I need to speak that into your spirit right about now. Yes, God has handpicked you. He could have handpicked somebody else. He could have handpicked somebody from an influential family with less weaknesses, less baggage, but he chose you. It's because you are a perfect fit. You have exactly what he needs for your assignment. What you've been through didn't stop you, but it prepared you. The setback didn't disqualify you. It was necessary to get you ready for where God is taking you.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, BT A Place For You, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you. Just